Hello, this is Scott Corbin, your pastor for the day. You're probably very familiar with the words from Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and pleading with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. We love these words. We memorize these words. We repeat these words. We quote these words to each other. And then when we're in the middle of a crisis, we forget them. Or maybe we remember them, but then we feel like they don't do us any good. We wonder where that peace is. And we could take the verse apart, and we should, and talk about how we bring our requests to God, how we do it with thanksgiving, how we trust Him. But we usually stop with verse 7 and ignore verses 8 and 9. So let me read those for you as well. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, think about these things. As for the things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things and the God of peace will be with you. Oh, I know we memorize Philippians 4:8 as well. Think on these things. But we don't usually connect verse 8 to verses 6 and 7. We want the peace of God, which surpasses all ability to comprehend, just totally supernatural kind of peace. We want that peace to guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. But in the very next verse, Paul teaches us we are supposed to then start coaching, disciplining, directing our own minds in what we think about. So we pray. Maybe we remember to pray with thanksgiving. We want God to guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus so we have this peace while we continue to stew on the problem, whatever the request was, whatever the issue is. We continue to stew on it instead of, with God's help, redirecting our thoughts to things that are lovely, things that are right and proper. And by that, I don't just mean a pretty scene, a pretty picture, pie in the sky. I mean setting our minds on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. The verse here wants us, the Holy Spirit wants us, as we're praying our requests with thanksgiving, trusting that God will give us His peace, the Holy Spirit is directing us now, set your minds on the things of God, the beautiful things that are God. Trusting in Him, remembering what He's done for you, for us. And it's when we do that, that's the verse 9. As for the things you've learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things. Here's the result. The God of peace will be with you. That ties it back to verse 6 and 7. The peace of God, which passes all understanding or comprehension, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Do you want the God of peace to be with you? I mean, He is with us, but do you want us to experience His presence in terms of peace? As you're praying with thanksgiving, start setting your minds on the glorious truths of the gospel, on the marvel of who God is. If you're a journaler, a note taker, open your journal and actually start writing down, when I'm troubled, what am I going to remember about God? What are some verses I need to be meditating? Or maybe a note card you can stick on your mirror first thing in the morning and that reminds you of something true about God, something about your salvation, something about Christ that says, I'm going to meditate on that instead of the trials that I am bringing to God in prayer. But as I meditate on that, I can give thanks. That's the thanksgiving part. Think about that today. I hope that helps you understand and gain the peace of God with you. Thank you for listening. Again, this is Scott Corbin, your pastor for the day.